The City of Sulphur Springs is seeking $99,900 in grant funds from the USDA to improve the city's farmers markets. I talked about the grant with City Director of Community Development, Shane Shepherd.
It's a federal grant and it pays for promotions of the market and also for entertainment, that sort of stuff. So the hope is that it becomes more entertaining and we get more fresh produce. That's probably our biggest weakness right now is not having the farm goods down and like we should.
What kind of things should you be able to do with this if you get the money?
About 75% of it is to be used on advertising and 25% on entertainment. There's a small portion to help train the vendors how to better display their product and to teach them how to sell a product too.
So you'd be doing a lot of marketing and promotion to the public in a lot of different ways, right?
Correct, yeah. I think named off five or six different ways of doing it, just some standard marketing stuff.
Probably even some direct mail or something like that.
Right. So one of the pieces of that is a direct mail piece that would go out to every household in the county, which I think there's about 15,000 or so households. I'm not sure that's right. There's a lot of households.
Yeah.
But each one would get a printout of what's going on.
Basically just to let them know what's taking place at the markets and where they are and when and all that.
Right. Well, because it's still amazing to us that not just the market, but some of the businesses downtown and even the downtown area, there's still people in a pretty local vicinity that are not aware of what's going on downtown. And so the more that we can directly reach out to them, the better.
Looks like a use of some social media as well. That's kind of a new concept, but you know, more and more people are in tune with those, so some of that as well.
Right, we've had a lot of luck over the last two festivals with Facebook marketing, and it's a very direct way of marketing. You can choose people between, we'll say, 20 and 25 if you want to. It can be males who are interested in fresh produce, so it can be very, very direct. Then that advertisement shows up in their stream, and we've had a lot of luck with that with the Crawdad Festival and also Red, Whites, and Brews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a lot of interest in freshness and good produce and that sort of thing and healthy foods and all that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, it's and they're hard to find. I mean, a lot of people have gardens, but it's usually for them, their family, and maybe their church.
Yeah.
And then we have several good programs in town. I think some churches have some gardens, and they give a lot of that to like a food bank or something like mm-hmm. that. So we have this stuff, but it's really hard to find people who have the excess stuff to come down to the market to sell their goods on either Saturday morning or Saturday night. And so we're hoping this reaches out to them as well as to customers.
And this is from USDA, a grant?
Right, yeah, it's a grant from the USDA. And what that means, being a grant, we're competing for the money.
Uh-huh.
There's about $13 million that the federal government gives out every year since, I think, 2011. And it's pretty competitive. I imagine there's probably about 500 communities that have applied for this money. And so we may get it, we may not, we might get a portion of it. But right now it's going through a whole grading system.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we find out probably September 30th or so if we got it or not.
KSST News.